Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simply take a stand. Take a stand. Most of us can recall from history lessons the civil rights movement where people took a stand in the United States. You had protests and sit-ins and pickets and strikes and you name it. All over the country, people had something to take a stand about. They were taking a stand against the Vietnam War. They were taking the stand against inequality in different areas. They were taking a stand and it was inspiring. It was a movement that swept the nation. And yes, my friends and neighbor, taking a stand has a relevance. Every time we've seen change in our country, we've seen change because people have decided to take a stand. Well, taking a stand doesn't just stop and doesn't just include pickets and protests and demonstrations and sit-ins and such. No, my friends and neighbors, taking a stand still has a relevance in the business world as well, because business leaders, entrepreneurs, corporate level professionals all have to take a stand still today in order to bring about seismic change in their environment. And I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, or submit to you that only those who are willing to take a stand in business are going to succeed in advance. Let's talk about in our STAND acronym what we must do as business professionals to take a stand. That S in our STAND acronym reminds us of the importance of speaking out. Yes, my friends and neighbors, speaking out. Think about it, my friends. Back in the days when we talk about people taking a stand during protests and changes in our country, then people got out and they got the megaphones and they started communicating about what they did not like, and then they would put chants together. What do we want? Change. When do we want it? Now. You remember that? Well, by the same token, my friends and neighbors, we as business leaders also have to speak out. I'm oftentimes agitated by those who don't want to tell people what they do, why they do it, who they help, and how those others can join the cause. I'm disappointed because I recognize that the essential element in business is being bold enough to speak out. You know, if you're proud about what you do, if you're excited about the cause you're in, if you're excited about the company you work with, then it's imperative to speak out, to meet someone that you've never met before, and then strike up the conversation and communicate with him or her about what you do. Do you think that there was anybody in Martin Luther King's family that didn't know he was in the civil rights movement? Of course not. Well, by the same token, my friends and neighbors, no one in your family should know or should not know that you are working in the capacity in which you are. By my friends and neighbors, I mean whatever position you hold. Be excited about it. Be bold about it. Look at the change it's making in the lives of the people, and then express to everyone in your circle how they can be involved. That T in our STAND acronym reminds us of the importance of changing our tactics. Changing our tactics. You know, the same thing will never yield different results. I remember growing up as a kid watching these kung fu movies, and when the kung fu fighter was behind or getting beat or bested by his opponent, he'd get upset, shake himself off, and he'd pull out his nunchucks, and then he'd start whizzing them around in different directions, and then he'd have another weapon to fight with. If that didn't work, he pulled out a sword, and if that didn't work, he pulled something else out. Well, by the same token, my friends, that's what we have to do in business. Business is a process of continually changing tactics. Henry Ford was a master of this. When he found out there was a deficiency in his automobiles and that there was anything in the plant that wasn't running as smoothly as it should, then he would make the change. Change to tweak the technology, make a change to the manufacturing process, make a change to various aspects to make sure we could get a different result. What changes are you making, my friends? When was the last time you evaluated your tactics? Are your current tactics winning, or are they causing you to lose a few battles? I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to consider changing your tactics. once we do that, my friends, it's going to help us get greater results. Remember, Thomas Edison had to change tactics many times in order to create the light bulb. And think about how many efforts was given in to Alexander Graham Bell when he was working on the telephone. He had to change it multiple times because he experimented with it over 2,000 times before he got a working model. My friends and neighbors, that's extraordinarily important. And the A in our STAND acronym reminds us of the importance of applying every lesson. I want you to think for a moment of every book you've read. I want you to think of every training session you've attended, every time that you've taken notes and written things down and received information that may have excited you at the moment, but then maybe we put those things aside and we forgot some of the things that we learned and we didn't execute them as well as we should have. It's happened to all of us. We've all had an apple out of that bag. Well, by the same token, my friends, I would say that when it comes to growing in business, the essential element is applying every lesson. I know someone who received a cookbook as a present, and this individual that received the cookbook committed himself to doing every recipe in the book, and he took it step by step by step. Never knew how to cook and said, you know what, I'm going to cook every single day each recipe in this book. Well, it made this individual a more versatile cook to then he aspired to become a chef. He's now a top chef today because he took a cookbook and he executed every single recipe. It made him more creative. It made him more well-rounded. And my friends and neighbors, that's what happens when we receive information. If we apply every lesson and commit ourselves to saying, you know what, I heard something good, I'm going to actually do that. I heard some great advice, I'm going to actually receive it. I'm not only going to hear the information, I'm going to put it into practice. That in, my friends and neighbors, reminds us to notice every opportunity. Yes, my friends, isn't it great when you are a business executive, an entrepreneur, a business owner, that opportunities seem to be around us everywhere, that everyone is a candidate for change. Everyone is a candidate to join, to sign up, to be a part in some way, shape, or form. That's the beautiful part about the versatility of a great business model. It makes everybody a candidate to help in some kind of way. Think about the different marches that we've seen in our country's history, my friends, from the suffrage movement all the way to today. And it seems like people from all backgrounds, all walks of life are able to participate. By the same token, if you notice every opportunity, you'll see the valet driver as someone that could be a part of the organization in some way. You'll see the waitress as somebody who could have a life-changing experience. I challenge you, my friends and neighbors, to notice opportunity around every corner and recognize that there are more people that want what you have to offer than even we can assist and aid. So there's opportunity everywhere. Last but not least, my friend, that the D in our STAND acronym simply reminds us to dedicate ourselves. Yes, my friends, it's the importance of dedicating ourselves, giving a part of our life to something greater than us. You remember Martin Luther King was all in. Gandhi was all in. Mother Teresa was all in. Billy Graham was all in. Are you all in, my friends and neighbors? I challenge you that if you have not dedicated yourself to a cause, if you're just playing around in business, no, I say take off those reins of playing around and get serious about it and give a portion of your life to a cause greater than you. Listen, I hope you enjoyed this training segment. And if you did, I can assure you, Success Training Institute will grow your business and change your life. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.